smoked it, or pickled it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we pickle meat, my dad
Mm-hmm.
used to, and
And
made the sausage.
yeah, and when you first, the first part of killing him and cutting it up, so what do you call that?
Butcher.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see. Oh, he had chickens, I suppose, didn't he?
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah.
Yes, a lot of them.
And did you have to go out and take care of them?
Yeah, and take care of them and feed them and gather the eggs. And a lot of times my mother would set some hens.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them.
What'd you keep the chickens in?
I had a big brooder house.
Mm-hmm.
Big hen house or a brooder house, either one.
Did you ever call it a chicken coop or anything?
Yeah, chicken house. Well, they, back then they called them chicken houses.
I see. Uh-huh. And did you have any... Well, any animals you played with, for pets?
Yes, I had to be a big shepherd dog.
Uh-huh.
And I'd hitch him up to the sled and and go places and gather walnuts and things like that, you know, in the fall.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Did your father have bees? Did you have bees then?
No, we didn't have no bees.
Did people around there have them?
Yes, our neighbors had bees.
And what do you call a place where you keep them?
Hive.
Mm-hmm.
Beehive.
Mm-hmm. And what crops did you have? And can you tell me about
them? Oh, we had wheat and corn and hay, oats,
of
that.
When did you plant them?
Well, my father planted the wheat in the fall, and then it was ready to cut by the last of the next June.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then in the spring he planted corn, and then it got ripe in the fall, shucked it and cribbed it.
Mm-hmm. And after you cut the wheat, what did you...
Threshed it, had the thresh machine came in, he cut it and shucked it, and then... the thresh machine come in and they hold it, the neighbors come in and they all hold it to this thresh machine, and it thrashed it, and then he put it in the granary.
I see. Uh-huh. And did you have a garden?
Oh, yes.
Have a garden?
Big garden, yeah.
What did you have in that?
Oh, we had everything. Beans and lettuce and onions and beets and cucumbers and, well, just had everything in the vegetable line.
Did you have flowers, too?
Yeah, we had a lot of flowers. I'm crazy about flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see you've got some pretty ones around. And some of the vegetables you cook, and then some of them you'd eat without without cooking. What would you call that? You just eat them?
Well, carrots, you could eat those, you know, raw.
Uh-huh.
And... oh, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you eat the leaf part of a vegetable, and sometimes you dig up the,
parsnips, you could,
dig,
yeah. Yeah.
What do you say, you dig up the part that's in the ground, what do you call that? Do you have any special, like root or something like that, dig up the roots? What, doesn't matter?
Well, I can't think of it right now.
Yeah. Did you have a fellow who came and helped? What would you call a fellow who sort of came around maybe just part of the year?
Our neighbor.
Uh-huh. Well, was there a person who just came around part of the year and stayed with you a while and helped, or?
No, we never did have.
Some people used to do that.
Yeah,
so
they used to do that.
What would they call that fellow who helped?
Hard hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now my mother's brother did stay with us quite a bit. Before he got married, but they always called him the hard hand when they hired anyone to help.
Yeah, what did they pay those fellows? How much did they pay those?
Well.